I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about the diversity of viewpoints on college campuses in the state. The issue is that some lawmakers see colleges and universities as liberal bastions and believe conservative voices have been suppressed on campuses. In response to that common trope about college campuses, the Republican-controlled legislature has passed a law requiring faculty and students to complete an annual survey, supposedly measuring their exposure to and protection from various forms of political thought or philosophies. The law requires the survey to be objective, nonpartisan, and statistically valid, though it is not clear how those results will be used. The surveys purport to measure intellectual freedom and viewpoint diversity, defined in Florida law as the exposure of students, faculty, and staff to and encouragement of the exploration of a variety of ideological and political perspectives. But the United Faculty of Florida, a union representing 25,000 faculty members and others in the state's university system, said the law will do the opposite. In a lawsuit filed to prevent the implementation of the law, UFF joined others claiming the survey is unconstitutional, that many of the questions are leading in nature, and the survey itself poses a threat to higher education campuses by potentially chilling speech on campus. This week, the court denied a request by the state to dismiss the lawsuit. In the meantime, UFF is recommending members and students to ignore the survey. Patrick Niner, president of the Florida Gulf Coast University's UFF chapter, said in a written statement, "The state will frame any data collected from this survey, regardless of what it shows, as evidence that our profession indoctrinates students. I see no reason then for our faculty to willingly provide information for that purpose when the entire instrument was designed to hurt higher education in the first place." One only needs to sample a few of the questions in the student survey to get a flavor of what the legislature is aiming at, such as asking students if I have felt intimidated to share my ideas or political opinions because they were different from those of my professors. Then it prompts the student to speculate on the political leanings of their professors. The question starts with, "My professors or course instructors are generally more," and provides only four answer options: conservative, liberal, other, don't know. Questions on the faculty survey are equally leading. And added to the mix of this legislature is allowing the secret taping of professors and classroom discussions. Secret taping always leads to more transparency, right? So once again, Republicans in Tallahassee, like with their embattled voter suppression law framed as a protection against fraud, are searching for evidence of a problem that does not exist.